Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, ladies and gentlemen, is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio and to protect life, liberty, and property in our lives and on the radio. We believe the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the checks and balances is the answer to restore the republic. We don't want a revolution. But we do want a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. Because of the nature of our incredible interview with Joel Gilbert yesterday, we didn't even recap the news. Consequently, today it is Wednesday, and I've got Monday and Tuesday's broadcasts to recap. On Monday, we talked about John Boehner's resignation. They claimed that it took Barack Hussein Obama by surprise. I don't believe that for a second, folks. Do you? Could John Boehner's resignation be a poison pill? I think the answer is yes. What will John and McConnell and Barack and Harry Reid and others do during the several weeks before Boehner's really gone? Will we be able to use this Boehner as a stepping stone to get out Mitch McConnell too? Or are we just going to be steamrolled by a California-based Kevin McCarthy? Time will tell. Is it a poison pill? I repeat my question. Listener White Rose calls in and promotes in the Great American Adventure from Judge Dale and talks about how that's one of the ways we can take America back. I hope he's right. He was supposed to go to court yesterday. I think so. Anyway, maybe we'll hear an update on that or soon. Kentucky clerk Kim Davis leaves the Democratic Party and joins the GOP. There's more about Kim Davis coming up as the broadcast unfolds as well. Kim Davis bails from the Democrats, joins GOP. The results are in at the Value Voters Summit. Donald Trump failed to top a conservative poll for the first time, they claim. Now, Donald Trump's fall has begun, says the mainstream press. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won. He led the pack for the third year in a row with the Value Voters Summit. Ted Cruz on top. Cruz got 35% of support, was followed by neurosurgeon-slash-turned-politician Ben Carson. Ben Carson had 18% of the vote, not even half what Cruz had. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee came in third, drawing just 14% of the vote. Donald Trump registered, I think, at fifth place at only 5%. They say despite bringing his Bible on stage, he was still booed by the audience at the summit when he trashed Marco Rubio, called him a clown on stage. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live on Monday. Hour two Monday, our guest Pete Sapp, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. We talked about CBS News anchor Scott Pelley. Why so thin-skinned, Donald Trump, huh? Donald responded and said, I don't like lies. Trump said that some reporters are among the worst people he has ever encountered in his life. And I agree with Donald Trump on that. They write lies. They write false stories. And they know they're false, continued Trump. Under pressure, McConnell, he's being pushed to resign as the Senate Majority Leader. Will they get that done? Our prayers are that they will. Media thumps Trump, but polls shows that he's winning big. Rumors of Trump's demise are exaggerated, to say the least. But yet, the takedown of Trump has begun. We'll get into it as the broadcast unfolds. GOP primary report says that Bobby Jindal, George Pataki, and Rand Paul are the three next to bail out of the race. But Rand Paul says, I'm not finished yet. I'm not going anywhere. But now there's stories out about super PACs saying they're not supporting Rand anymore because his campaign is not on track. Transparency, due process, and the rule of law are of the utmost importance to restore the republic, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Monday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. As our buddy Joyce Riley says, do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. I'd be greatly interested if everyone would go to thepowermall.com and purchase product. Some of my favorites are red stuff and green stuff. Gary Knoll's products, great for your smoothies, etc. You got these incredible Lincoln berries that taste phenomenal on your salads, in your shakes. Check those out as well. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Order like I do today. ThePowerMall.com. All right, without further ado, the recap of yesterday's broadcast starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Joel Gilbert. He's the film director of Dreams from My Real Father. ObamasRealFather.com is the website. The film, Dreams from My Real Father. ObamasRealFather.com. He also has a website, theresnoplacelikeutopia.com. theresnoplacelikeutopia.com, where he has a second film, where he documents all over the country when Democrats and communists and socialists and whatever you want to call these activists are in charge. It isn't what you might think. These cities have been in decline for literally decades. Detroit, Michigan is a great example. We talked about a quick summary of Joel's history in the film business. He's a well-known film director. Is Frank Marshall Davis Barack Hussein Obama's real biological father? We talked about the history of Obama's early life. Interesting details about Obama that are not widely known. Is Obama a red diaper baby? If he's Frank Marshall Davis's son, then the answer is clearly a resounding yes. Did Obama have plastic surgery on his nose and his mouth so that he would look less like Frank Marshall Davis? Well, some plastic surgeons weigh in and say, yeah, it looks like it does. I wonder if there's a way to get those records, huh? According to Barack's Dreams from My Father, Obama learns to love jazz music from his father. You think the Kenyan goat herder was a jazz music fanatic? Oh, no. But Frank Marshall Davis was. We talked about many details that are surprising. In Dreams from My Father, First Drafts, Barack ties himself closely to his mentor, Frank Marshall Davis. In later renditions of the book, especially the audio version, there's not hardly any references to Frank Marshall Davis. What's up with that distancing, huh? That was hour one. Hour two continued with Joel Gilbert, director of Dreams from My Real Father, ObamasRealFather.com. He who owns the media makes the rules, I say, and, well, Joel Gilbert triples down on that point and says, hey, the media could bust this Barack story wide open. Politicians can't do it. You and I can't do it. One of the toughest sheriffs in the nation can't do it. But the media could. We talked about Jeremiah Wright steps in to mentor Barack Obama after Frank Marshall Davis, Barack's real father, dies, making sure that he has that black anger, that class struggle, that class warfare at the center of everything he does. A divide-and-conquer tactic, always in Barack's mind, fostered by the communist Frank Marshall Davis, continued by the racist Jeremiah Wright. We talked about the Black Book of the American Left, written by David Horowitz and others, documenting what's going on. They used to be red diaper babies also, but converted to conservatism. Some say it's genuine. I still personally wonder. Nevertheless, we talked about Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, and others that have played a significant role in Barack's life as mentors, as friends, as it goes on and on. Michelle Obama and Barack, do they have a political sham marriage? Many documents say yes. WorldNet Daily and others reporting on it. Out of all the mainstream press people, the WorldNet Daily is the only one with the guts to report the truth on Barack's reality. Obama's secret collaboration with Acorn bosses. Black Lives Matter, Barack tied into the movement because professional agitators go directly to the White House. You and I can't go, but the black agitators can. Joel interviews Malik Obama. That's Barack's supposed half-brother. Malik Obama states Frank Marshall Davis and Barack look alike. Adds that Barack does not look like his father. Malik says he would love a DNA test so that the truth may come out. Malik also states that Barack is very deceptive and he has not been an honest man. Malik's people feel personally, what the American people feel politically, that they've been somehow schnookered, robbed, deceived. The new media takes center stage, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to fix these problems, Joel Gilbert triples down on this reality. If we're going to save America, if we're going to take America back, if we're going to do any good, it's going to start with he who owns the media makes the rules and the new media takes center stage. It's going to start with you and I getting involved, putting enough money behind the new media that has the guts to report on the truth. WorldNet Daily, willing to. Newsmax, Fox, all the other groups you thought were conservative didn't have the guts and they backed away from the truth on Barack Obama story. Sad tale. But I told you so. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Kurt, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, sir.
Kurt's going to be extremely excited about this news. It is indeed, Kurt, just so you know, National Coffee Day, buddy.
Wow.
And there's websites all over the internet telling you where you can get your caffeine fix, bro.
Oh, boy.
What do you think of that? National, of all the days we need to celebrate in America, listen to me. We don't have George Washington's birthday, okay? That got just snuffed out, right? We don't even celebrate Constitution Day hardly in America anymore, right? But now we got National Coffee Day, Kurt.
Yep. It's probably not promoted by the coffee,
industry. Oh, I doubt it. I think they're against it, Kurt.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait. All right. Trump's what? Swearing off Fox was short-lived, Kurt.
Yeah.
Maybe Trump thinks Fox is kind of like coffee.
Coffee.
Got to have it, Kurt.
Right? Anywhere there's a camera, Mr. Trump.
Trump is there.
As any, in my opinion, any wannabe or, hopeful politician realizes that really, like you've always taught, he who owns the media makes the rules. And if he can get, screen time or air time without having to pay for it, by the way,
yes,
then
sir.
It means, money kind of in their pocket or, at least an advantage.
Yeah, so Trump jumped on O'Reilly, said, I'm back. O'Reilly had the opportunity to kind of drill down Trump on everything. Haven't you been kind of a baby and haven't you been this? And Trump says, I don't agree that attacking people is presidential, but you know what? Look, everything was going fine. I called Rubio a clown because I was so nice to him. And then out of the blue, he just attacked me. And so, I attacked back. I'm kind of a counterpunch guy. And O'Reilly was, appropriate to Trump, kind of taking off the gloves and putting on the gloves, being kind of gentle. And Trump was gentle back. And now there's this kind of love affair between Fox and Trump. But I kind of find this fascinating, Kurt. Trump says he's been kind of childish. And for the first time, the mainstream press says he's even exploring the possibility of maybe dropping out, Kurt.
Trump is going to drop out.
No, but that's what the mainstream press is saying.
Oh.
You understand the truth doesn't matter, Kurt. If I lead with a headline, if I push a narrative enough, long enough, and I'm in the mainstream press, then it almost can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You get this, right?
That's right.
So am I saying that Trump's dropping out? No, I'm not saying any such thing. However, I will say this. Trump was foolish enough, Kurt. He's not as savvy in the media as we think he is. Because he did have a candid conversation in which he said, hey, the headline, let me just explain it like this to make the point. There's an article from USA Today news section that came out today, Kurt. Remember, you put the USA Today, Fox, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, a few of these jokers all together, and buddy, you absolutely control the narrative, okay? So the headline from USA Today says this. Trump's tumble from top continues by Paul Singer. Okay. Then the article talks in detail about how Marco Rubio has overtaken Trump and has secured second place, Kurt, for the first time. Got it? So you understand that Trump's not even second now, right, Kurt? No, Kurt, I don't want to hear your reality, my friend.
Okay.
I don't want you to tell me facts, because the facts get in the way of what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
See, that's how the mainstream press plays it, buddy. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if you go study the polls, Trump's still on top. There's a debate of Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, or Ben Carson are kind of gaining ground. But Trump still tops the polls, Kurt. But let me say it again. I don't want to hear your facts. I don't care what you think or what the reality is. I am the media, and I'm telling you that Trump's tumble from the top continues. You got it? We're not going to discuss what you think you know.
His tumble from the top.
That's right.
Continues even though he's still on top.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. The last part, you're just a hater is what you are.
I get you.
You can't even have a dialogue with these people because they just go to labeling. You're probably one of those right-wing nuts that pay attention to, like, WorldNet Daily or something, aren't you? I bet you have Drudge as one of your favorite links on your computer, huh? And see, they just go off on this psychotic. Here's what they say. Experts from around the country. What does that mean, Kurt? Our deceptive, lying pundits who are in bed with us who will make our agenda for us.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
They know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Have been asked, 30 experts, Kurt, have been asked who they believe are the strongest candidates in the country right now. Now, listen, Trump dominated, Kurt, in the first weeks of our survey, but now that's changed. Last week, after a strong debate performance, Carly Fiorina, knocked Trump off the first place. And this week, Rubio has knocked him out of second place. See? Now it says Ted Cruz and Rubio are very well positioned, said Texas-based political consultant Matt, what do you say, McCulliak? Trump has hit his peak, Kurt. There's a slow bleed ahead, buddy.
And they can make it happen.
Yeah, now says the so says the political science professor, da-da-da. Now, here's what they've done. Ignore what the people say in the polls. When it was when they wanted Trump to lead, Kurt, then they quoted poll after poll after poll that put Trump on top. Yeah, now that they want to tell you that Trump's not on top, Kurt, they don't look at the same poll and the people that they used to look at. Now what they look at is their 30 handpicked professionals. And Trump's not on top according to those professionals, Kurt. So I don't care what the people say
fallen.
Anymore. He's fallen. I mean,
like
the slow bleed out, buddy, is happening. Okay? These people are crazy. Okay? They say they sum up the race by saying this, Kurt. Rubio finally finds daylight, buddy. He moves into the top tier. Rubio and Carly Fiorina, buddy, they just busted out top tier.
Yep.
Rubio was in our...
If you need a horse race, you got to make sure that all the horses are there. Yeah.
Well, except for the ones you don't want to be there.
Well, yeah, the ones you want.
Now, they say Rubio was in sixth place in our survey just 3 weeks ago, Kurt. But the second Republican debate improved his standing big time. Not only that, Wisconsin's Walker bailing. Well, that created a vacuum and room for Rubio, Kurt. See, just so you know, the GOP presidential race, Kurt, on the second debate was completely reset.
Completely reset.
Yes, sir. Now, you understand that if I'm the media and I tell you that it's been completely reset, you understand that it's been completely reset. You got that?
Right.
It doesn't matter what the people are polling. It doesn't matter the truth. It doesn't matter that most people right after the debate said, you know, Carly was very eloquent, so were several other people, but it won't change much. Those ideas don't matter because those were just underlings saying that kind of stuff, Kurt. You got to understand the mainstream press is telling you now that the Republican presidential race has been reset. And because Walker bowed out, it gave standing to several of these other candidates, and the long bleed out of Trump is underway. They say with Walker out, Iowa is up for grabs. The problem is, Kurt, Walker was never winning in Iowa in the first place.
Well, he was way back when Trump wasn't in there.
Well, but okay, yeah.
But anyway.
See, you can't. By the way, Kurt, that left much more uncertainty at the top. See, Kurt, if Trump fades, the race looks wide open. That's how I'm going to end the article. At the top, I'm going to say, Trump's tumble from top continues. At the bottom, I'm going to say, as Trump fades, the race looks wide open. I'm the mainstream press.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I'm going to absolutely trash the mainstream press for being dishonest as all get out. Trump's tumble from top continues, says USA Today. That's their leading headline with Trump. And they end by saying, you know, if Trump fades, it's going to reset and everything's going to, the top's going to change. The race will become wide open. Now, Bill O'Reilly had on Trump, and even though it was a polite interview, it reset Trump's standing downward. I know Trump doesn't get this because he's not as savvy in the media as he thinks he is. Okay, I told you he who owns the media makes the rules. And everybody thought Trump was going to be the rock star right on into absolutely becoming president, and not so fast. I'm telling you, the mainstream press can make or break anybody. I'm going to say it again. The mainstream press can make or break anyone. I don't care how rich, how famous, how popular you think you are. They have too much control over the minds and hearts of the people. And so the truth is, in polls right now, Trump is still winning. Ben Carson is getting closer to Trump as time goes on because the narrative of the mainstream press promotes that. Fiorina gaining ground because the mainstream press promoted her out of the second tier into the first tier because they want to see a woman in the race. Now they're calling her, well, what does Carly Fiorina feel about being the other woman in the race? See, they love those kind of sexual connotations. They love that male-female divide. And they're playing it like a fiddle. And I'm telling you, Trump cannot withstand their agenda. You can say, well, Trump's got a lot of money. They enjoy his money. You're right, they did for a while, but it isn't about the money. It's about power and control for these people, I guarantee you. They can get money from these super PACs, from big donors that'll blow Trump's money out of the water. Because Trump says he's willing to fund his own campaign, but to what level? See? All right, now, Trump says he's been childish. See, Bill O'Reilly kind of politely said, you've been kind of childish, huh, Donald? Well, you know, you're not acting very presidential, are you, Donald? Well, so Donald lost the interview with Bill O'Reilly big time. Trump thinks he won. Trump runs around going, hey, man, I was on O'Reilly. I'm back. It's all good now. But he doesn't realize that the damage has been done. Okay, I know you guys think I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, he who owns the media makes the rules. Trump's tumble from top continues, shouts USA Today. Okay, That is serious, folks. That is serious indeed. The mainstream press all gets together and they absolutely change the narrative. They can make it shift under your feet and you don't even realize it happened until it's basically done. You can think I don't know and you can think I'm crazy. But write it down. And remember who told you. Okay, Kurt, now you can go look at the mainstream press polls and you'll find that Trump's still on top. But if the big mainstream press people ignore that now, USA Today trumpets that Trump's tumble from top continues. In other words, it's not just that it's starting, Kurt, it's already continuing. In other words, it's already happened, it's just continuing. And they then start to quote their 30 favorite pundits as if that's the survey poll we should be looking at. Not the American people. Not the wide polling that they used when they liked Trump or when they wanted to take his money or when they wanted us to let his rise and fall be the key. Now they're ignoring those numbers and looking at their favorite pundits, which all say, hey, Trump's not even in first place, Kurt. That's Carly or Ben. And Ted and Ben or Carly or somebody's in second place. And Trump's starting to be way down the list. I mean, after all, look at the Christian Value Voter Summit, Kurt. Even the Christians know that it's over for Trump. You got that, right? And so it's fascinating how the mainstream press somehow even gets involved with the Value Voter Summit. Rand Paul didn't even place in that summit poll. So now you got to ask, are the Christians leading the takedown of the Trump, Kurt? What do you think? I'm telling you, they can make or break anybody, my friend.
It's a great point, Sam. You know, and I was, when we were talking about that new poll, that Value Voters Summit thing, I was thinking, didn't Ron Paul win that? Didn't Rand Paul win that?
But yes.
Which one they won were the CPAC.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay, you're right.
There was a difference between those. This Value Voters thing is pretty much headed up by our buddy old, at the Family Research Council. You know, the CPAC deal was a whole different thing. It's kind of tough to keep track of all the, you know, players, et cetera. But,
well, and if they have their way, it'll become even more complicated because that's what they want.
Great point.
All right. So what do you think, Kurt? You think the Trump down of takedown of Trump's going to happen?
Well, as you've always taught, he who owns the media makes the rules. And it's certainly, you know, it looks like at least that you could say the fix is in. Because the Trumpster, just like, you know, Obama or Carter or Clinton, who were made by and promoted by the media at those times. They were basically little known. Now, the Trumpster's a little different before that, in that he was already a media persona, you know, had a public face, etc., whereas these others were no names and brought forward and made by the media. So it's a little different in that way.
You're right, it's a little different. He thinks he's got control of the mainstream press because he's bought them off for so long. He doesn't realize how quickly they can turn on him, though.
I agree. There's one report, I'm just sending you the info on it, but it's from something called the Brody File. It says that religious leaders met and prayed with Donald Trump. Now, this is not in your main big media, but they say 40 religious leaders and pastors met with him on Monday afternoon in his Trump Tower. They list some of the different ones, including some. One of them's a TBN religious broadcaster. I'm trying to remember what TBN stands for. But anyway, the bottom line is these are some different, what they call televangelists, you know. And so they say this meeting lasted 2.5 hours, ended with the pastors gathering around him and laying their hands on him in prayer. I guess they asked the Lord, they say, to give the presidential frontrunner some wisdom, stability, and knowledge necessary to pursue this endeavor. Now, this would be a good reason for the standard media to take him down. They also prayed for America and for God's will to be done. I guess they say during the meeting he talked about his Christian faith. At one point he admitted that he may not have read the Bible as much as the pastors in the room. Oh, yeah, well, that's okay. I guess one individual said about Trump said he has a very high regard and a very deep respect for men and women of the cloth. Yeah. Anyway.
Now, Kurt, do you believe this to be true? Or do you believe this is just kind of a shenanigan to stay in the limelight?
Since this is from what's called blogs.cbn.com or the Brody file, I would say it's probably true. See, if this was, it looked like a political piece or something, and it was trumpeted by maybe the New York Times or something, it'd be a different story. But this is, it's hard to find a piece like this. I'm sure the guys like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck aren't going to talk about this. Sean Hannity won't really bring this story up,
Yeah, there you go. Very strange indeed. Again, Trump was the guy that just said before he didn't really ask God things or for forgiveness or anything. He just kind of figured it was all good and it wasn't really a God thing, And now he's praying with the religious leaders in the Trump Tower and he's wanting the laying on of hands, huh? People get pretty religious when campaigns
are occurred. I don't know that he asked for it. I don't know if he asked for it, but...
Well, let me tell you, what if I wanted to get a hold of Trump and pray with him, Kurt? Think that's going to roll?
I think it'll be difficult.
What I mean is, how do these religious leaders just get a hold of Donald?
These guys are televangelists.
Hey, Donald, this is, come on.
TV people.
I see. You know? So as long as they're rich cats, insiders, then it works.
Well.
All right.
It's typically how it works, huh?
Uh-huh. All right. I find that interesting. All right, Kurt, this woman, she was freed from locked shed after being locked in for a year. And a man pleads no contest to forcing woman to sign slave contract. Don't worry, it's not a 50 Shades of Grey copycat, okay, Kurt?
Okay.
What are we thinking in America, ladies and gentlemen? Where are all the women's rights folks at this juncture, may I ask?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. We got a lot of stories to cover. So a woman was freed from a locked shed after a year of torture, and a man pleads no contest to making woman sign slave contract. Does that smack of 50 Shades of Grey, Kurt? They promoted that as one of the best things ever. Basically, sexual slavery and force and abuse and all kinds of sexual deviant behavior. None of the women's groups that supposedly are for the freedom of women or whatever, liberation of women, stood up at all. They just kind of endorsed it. Now this woman abused for a year, man pleads no contest. Is this a copycat scenario? Where are all the women's libs groups to say, you know, this is horrible? They're nowhere to be found.
Well, Kurt, the main thing they want to show up for is, the killing of babies. I mean, to make sure that that goes on. I mean, you know, otherwise. Hey.
Well, and they'll celebrate the vagina monologues and that kind of stuff across the country at taxpayers' expense. But, you know. All right, I guess South Dakota, Kurt, there's a tribe there. They're going to open the nation's first marijuana resort, Kurt.
Wow, so, this is really a surprise. I never saw this coming.
All right. Headline from Drudge says this. War. Rand Paul declares Ted Cruz pretty much done for in the Senate, Kurt.
Now, I don't get that. What does he mean? I mean, just because Rand Paul hangs out with McConnell and then they're pals that Cruz is done for. I just don't get it. I mean, he's not been.
Well, it's hard to know what Rand actually means because you can't talk to Rand, Kurt, so you can't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You would think that Rand and Ted would be on the same side of the issues, most of them. But it seems like Rand and Ted didn't really get along at the debates much. They really haven't had anything to say to each other. We thought they were working together, but now we kind of find out not really, Kurt.
They sure could, you know, at least between three or four of them in the Senate, they could kind of find some
common
friendship or something. I mean,
I would think so. And maybe that's really done in the mainstream press is just spinning this, Kurt. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. I don't have any way to know. Ted's not like taking your calls right now, is he?
They're always emailing you. Yeah, they're always emailing you.
Well, for money.
I'm sure you could just email them back.
Well, I email them back all the time, and they never respond. You know that. I've done that for documentation purposes. But look, Ted's not taking your calls right now, is he, Kurt?
Not mine.
Is Ted taking, is Rand taking your calls?
I haven't been.
See, because it'd take 5 minutes if they really were to take on the new media, taking center stage, go to the alternative or whatever media you want to say, circumvent the mainstream press and say, look, Sam, this is Ted. Sam, this is Rand. They're both on the radio with us, two senators. The mainstream press is telling you we're not getting along and that I said that we're at war and that, you know, Ted's Senate days are over. All this is bogus, Sam. We're working together on a lot of things. We don't see eye to eye on everything, but we're working at it. And it could happen in about 2 seconds, Kurt, but it isn't going to. The mainstream press can get a hold of Rand Paul. The mainstream press can get a hold of Ted Cruz anytime they want. But you and I can't get a hold of him at all. Just proving he who owns the media makes the rules. If we owned enough media, Kurt,
yep,
they would take my call. Even the Donald would take my call, Kurt. So I'm not trying to be mean to Rand or anybody else, but I'm saying I can't even know the truth on a statement like this, Kurt. Drudge Report, a conservative news website, says war. Rand Paul declares Ted Cruz pretty much done for in the Senate. That's what a conservative news... So I can either report it and act like it's true. I can question the mainstream press and drudge on it. But I can't really know, and I can't get a definitive in any way. I can call a campaign and get a runaround for hours.
You know, the piece comes from what they call Roll Call, rollcall.com.
Yeah, Washington Insiders.
It's written by Niels, I don't know, Liz Newiski. You know,
whatever.
My Joe Brzezinski. But anyway, it shows a picture of a couple guys there. And then it says Senator Rand Paul said fellow Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is done for in the Senate. Then he says, Ted, this is a quote, says, Ted has chosen to make this really personal and chosen to call people dishonest in leadership and call them names, which really goes against the decorum and also against the rules of the Senate. And as a consequence, he can't get anything done legislatively. That's what he... Yeah, that's the end of the quote.
Yeah, so don't take the in-your-face Ted Cruz, Donald Trump plan. Take the get-along-to-go-along Rand Paul plan, jettison his father's ideas. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's what I guess he said. He told Fox News and says.
Then
he
See, Rand and say, Fox are buddies, Kurt.
Yeah. Anyway, he went on to say he's pretty much done for and stifled, and it's really because of personal relationships or lack of personal relationships, and it is a problem.
Yeah. So there you have it now. Rand Paul in bed with Fox News, Roll Call, and Drudge to tell us what he thinks about Ted Cruz, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, when you got to, they point out the fact that Mr. Rand Paul will hang out with the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, being from the same state.
Yeah, but let's be clear, Kurt. Who has more support nationwide, Ted or Rand?
Well, from what I can see, Ted does.
So Rand, in my opinion, is maybe playing games here, trying to politically undermine Cruz. But Rand is ignorantly playing with all the wrong people, Kurt. Hanging out with Mitch McConnell, hanging out with Fox News, hanging out with Roll Call, and you and I can't even get a hold of him? I'm just telling you right now, this isn't boding well for us to be any kinder to Rand than we've already been, Kurt.
And another thing he said in the interview, according to the Roll Call boys, Mr. Rand Paul said, I approach things a little different. I am still just as hardcore in saying what we are doing. I just choose not to call people liars on the Senate floor. And it's just a matter of different perspectives on how best to get to the end result. That's what he said in the interview.
Yeah, so you go along with his father's ideas or his?
Well, at least I think that's the reason you get guys like Mr. Donald Trump getting some support, because people like to hear somebody who really says something, and they even think they might do something. And that's why they give support to Ted Cruz. I thought Mr. Rand Paul got some support with his filibuster and some of the things he's done in the past, but some of the things he's done lately make you just think, hey, it's just kind
of... Yeah, we'll get into more of that in seconds, by the way, of who's who. Maybe we'll make you wait till next hour for that. But I'm telling you, there's some interesting politicians backing increased spending that will surprise you. By the way, 40,000 women, Kurt, on Ashley Madison, 40,000 women's accounts were created from only 6 email addresses over a 2-day period of time, just so you know.
That's amazing how they got the same 6 email accounts. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? They
know each other really well, Kurt.
Shocking. Yeah, I guess so.
Might be kind of like sister wives or something. Cheating sister wives? I don't really know. No. Just saying, it just proves Ashley Madison's full of baloney. They lied and they got caught. But of course, you can't call him a liar. That wouldn't be the way it would go, Kurt. Who wouldn't do
that? Well, it'd be a little too upsetting.
Be harsh. Yeah. It's not the way we do it. It violates the Senate rules. And not only that, it breaches decorum, sir.
I mean, with the Senate rules, I mean the way the Senate runs now, I mean, you got to keep those rules.
So let me get this straight. I can go behind your back and absolutely politically hose you down in the Senate, but I can't call you a liar on the floor. Okay. Good luck in that world there, Rand. You're not going very far, by the way. And Pope Francis had a secret meeting, Kurt, says Liberty Counsel, with Kim Davis.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to ask you about that.
And the cool part is her husband, you know, Joe, was there too, Kurt.
Oh, that is cool. And I guess Matt Staver, basically told CBS News that the Pope met the Rowan County clerk and, like you said, her husband, at the Vatican Embassy in Washington. This was last Thursday during his visit to the U.S. Now,
he told her to stay strong, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is you'd think with all the media attention of the Pope and everything, we'd have heard about this before.
No, right? Dude, they're not going to tell you the good news. The only good news to come out of the Pope's visit was, in my mind, this. I shouldn't say the only, but very little good news. Most of it was promotion of socialism and global warming and everything else. In this case, though, the only good news piece that I found at the secret meeting, the mainstream press doesn't want to tell you about that. It gives Kim too much standing, Kurt. They don't want that.
Well, and it also goes against the whole onslaught of homosexual marriage.
That's the point. They don't want that.
You know, yeah.
That doesn't back the narrative of the mainstream press. So you had to have Liberty Counsel write a press release, and the Unique News Services report it, and we got it into our hands, but the mainstream press is virtually nowhere to be found on this, Kurt, that I can see hardly.
That's exactly right. See?
That's how they roll. That just proves, again, if they don't want something to come to light, buddy, it's very unlikely that it will. And the only way it will is if you and I and other people circumvent the mainstream press and the new media takes center stage. That's why it's not so important to back Sam Bushman if you don't think that I'm doing a good job, or Kurt Crosby. It is important that you back alternative media, though. And I hope you think we're doing a good job because we do our very best. But all I'm telling you is that, look, until we get an apparatus to report the truth and change the game, Kurt, they absolutely have lockstep complete control at this point. Yeah. Sad to say. But true. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always available on your radio. We the people can restore the republic of the tradition of our founders, though, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. This nation shall endure.